You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Don, as we kick off this morning, or this afternoon, depending on where you are, show of the Robert Scott Bell Show, it turns out that this advisory panel, you know, that's wanting to get injecting everybody with everything. I'm going to talk about the Gardasil thing, of course, and more. But now they want to inject children with a heavy metal rock and roll band. Did you hear about this?
Where's my drum and cymbal? Yes.
Yes.
You're talking about Anthrax.
That's right. Don't you remember there wasn't it an 80s hair band, Anthrax or something?
It was. Yes. I did listen to them a little bit when I was in my younger days.
So you know more than me about them. But I mean, literally now the Obama administration wrestling with a thorny question. Isn't that interesting terminology? Thorny. Like it's got the, you know, they'll prick the little kids with this stuff of whether scientists should inject healthy children with the anthrax vaccine to see if the shots would safely protect them against bioterrorism attack.
Well, if you got to test something and you need some guinea pigs, why not use kids, right?
Right. Of course, they're using them worldwide, you know, with the CDC recommendation that vaccines and thimerosal and mercury is safe. And boy, oh boy, I got Dr. Brian Hooker on. He's the guy that's just busting up on the CDC with Freedom of Information Act requests. He's going to bring down that house of cards. We're going to do that today.
That should be good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm very excited anytime we can call out the bad guys, and Dr. Hooker's doing that. His own son evidently was damaged by vaccines, so he's become another warrior dad. This is the thing. What do we want to do? Create even more warrior moms and dads by subjecting children to anthrax vaccines?
That'd probably be a good thing, right?
Yeah, but do we really need to sacrifice more? Haven't we got
Does
enough?
Does it have to be that way, though? Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Have we had enough? Daniel B. Fagbayu.
Careful.
I'm sorry. This is a strange last name of the Children's National Medical Center in Washington. He chairs this group. He says, at the end of the day, do we want to wait for an attack and give it to millions and millions of children and collect data at that time? How do we best protect our children? We can take care of grandma and grandpa, uncle and auntie, but right now we have nothing for children. Oh, man, sacrifice the kids just to see what will happen. You know, the anthrax attack, I remember when the strange white powders were appearing after 9/11.
Right.
You know, I think those were all, you know, more CIA operations to frighten the children. And I'm talking about the American children. That means the adults who behave like children to believe the lies of big government who are going to build the corporate welfare. And the welfare state in this case represented the prison state, the industrial complex, whether it be pharmaceutical and or military, that we needed a police state in place. And the only way to accept it, that we would accept it, is to be so frightened of something that people, you know, would freak out and give up their rights. And anthrax was one of those things that they could do that with. Cutaneous anthrax, by the way, can be addressed very readily with homeopathic medicine. Anthraxenum is a homeopathic medicine known, you know, basically as anthrax, completely neutralized so that it can never give you anthrax, but it can actually reverse the issues from a cutaneous perspective. Now, there are also some semblance of benefit to those that are interested in looking at the respiratory or pulmonary anthrax, which is much more dangerous. But I would indeed recommend, if I can say it so boldly, that we investigate silver hydrosol inhalation via nebulization, because silver can neutralize these spores very readily, has been shown so in lab tests. And so we don't have to, you know, resort to another toxic vaccine that could end up killing these children experimentally.
And, you know, there's an interesting, very good point that this pediatrician, his name's Joel Frater, is making on this topic. It's saying it would be difficult to justify testing it on kids simply on the hypothetical possibility there might be an attack. So, you know, it just leads one to ask, it just kind of begs the question, where do you stop on this?
Yeah.
Are we going to now test every possible, biological agent on kids just to see if we can figure out how to come up with a vaccine just in case someone happens to use it?
Yeah. There's another quote here from this article. With this, you're putting children at risk for no clear scientific or medical benefit. That's a Merrill NASA doctor in Bangor, Maine, who's one of the most outspoken critics of testing the vaccine in children. Right? Look, I respect the docs that are speaking out against this. And remember the whole weapons-grade anthrax. It's not something you can put together in your bathtub. I mean, you really have to have a weapons-grade type biochemical warfare facility to do this. So you realize that the only places this is going to be done are in the realm of government-sanctioned places. You know, Al-Qaeda can't set this up in their backyard.
Yeah, well, so what are they alluding to? They alluded to that we're going to have to worry about homegrown terrorism. You know, obviously this stuff isn't going to be made in a cave in Afghanistan.
No, it's going to be made at the CDC in Atlanta.
Exactly.
I mean, remember they were testing with the monkey with the flu virus. Hey, let's see if we can recombinate this stuff and make it like the one we say happened in 1918, Spanish influenza. So it's like nature. It's stupid men and women. Government.
And it's the same thing like when they were talking about with the bird flu and the swine flu. They're there in the laboratories trying to force these viruses into something worse than what they are just to say, hey, look, it can get worse. When in reality, what they're doing is they're just trying to scare the public.
Yeah. In the end, this vaccine paradigm is going to come crumbling down. We're in the midst of it right now. And we're getting farther and faster than I ever would have imagined, Don, with the things that Tim Boland's covering in the Boland Report on the CDC expose with the Freedom of Information Act request. So that's why I'm thrilled to get Brian Hooker on in a little while. But, you know, this whole thing about they're recommending the vaccine, the Gardasil shot for boys. I'll talk more about this a little later. But in that same advisory committee on immunization practices for the CDC, which is a very corrupt organization. It's not. I'm not even pulling any punches. Not that I ever did on this, but it's incredibly corrupt. Now they're saying that they're recommending that hepatitis B vaccines be given to adults with diabetes under the age of 60 and also older, over the age of... I mean, why not just say give it... Hep B, they give it, within 24 hours of birth because these kids are intravenous drug users. They're having wild sex parties. I mean, this is insane. Now they want to give it to diabetics over the age of 60. What? Are these intravenous drug users as well? Are they sharing their insulin needles? What's going on here?
Well, it just seems... And it seems like it's been happening more and more and more lately. They're really pushing the vaccine agenda in any way that they can think. Yeah. And, it's just obviously somebody out there thinks vaccines are the answer to everything. And even in situations where, one would have to ask, why target diabetics for a Hep B vaccine?
Well, they're already in the throes of modern medicine. They've got them linked in. They're probably heavily insured, so it's an easy thing to tack on, an extra trillion for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Here in this article, hepatitis B is a serious disease that can turn chronic and lead to liver damage or cancer. Did they even listen to my interview on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bert Berkson? He's reversing.
I don't know. Does the CDC tune in? I'm not quite sure whether
no.
they do or not.
Well, and of course, we've talked to Dr. Bitar about this. He says there's a toxicologist unnamed. He won't name him at CDC who recognizes this whole thing is a farce, that even Hep B is not so much the so-called microbe, but the toxicology, if you will, on the liver, the toxins in the liver. I've been saying liver detoxification. The alpha-lipoic acid, which they've been doing intravenously and orally for years, is reversing this damage, and there is no necessity at all whatsoever. There's no excuse that can be made for the need for a Hep B vaccine for any age group, least of all these infants just brought into planet Earth to be destroyed by doctors, the dunderheaded doctors who are willing to sacrifice children, whether it be to anthrax vaccine tests, Hep B, or now let's go after the diabetics, who, by the way, could be taking 100 micrograms of GTF chromium that they can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com 3 times a day to reverse that, too. But no, we cannot have that competition to Big Pharma because you wouldn't need the shots. You wouldn't need the drugs. But that's where all this is heading, Don. I mean, it's a global war on the freedom to heal. The way we've been talking about it for years, they're finally, let's say, coming out of the closet and going, yep, well, we admit it. We're here to target you and everybody. Grandma, you got diabetes. We're coming after you.
Yeah. And it's a war that's been going on for a long time. But as you were saying, we're starting to see some changes here.
Yes, yes. And we've got some major news on that front today. We are going to stick the thumb in the eye of the FDA and the CDC. They're all alphabet soups, whoever they are. But Brian Hooker is going to join us. Thanks to Tim Boland for connecting us. He's the PhD researcher professor who saw through the five studies that the CDC claimed that thimerosal mercury in vaccines doesn't cause autism, doesn't cause anything, but shiny, happy people. Of course, if you're in the Terminator and you're turning from metal, you're shiny, you're not so happy, but that's what they want to turn our children into. As well as next hour, we'll talk to Judy Irwin, Bioelectrics for Health. Everybody loves Rife Frequency. If you don't yet, you will. We're going to talk about the things, again, big pharma, big government, big media doesn't want you to know about. Energy healing on tap here. RobertScadBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Lots of controversy today. Getting you the power to heal back to you where it belongs. We'll be right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've been following this multi-part series that my good friend Tim Boland has been doing about the CDC, knowing all along how dangerous vaccines are and their cover-up, a significant cover-up. Now, this isn't just me claiming it or Tim Boland claiming it, but in fact, back in 2004, biochemist and scientist and professor Brian Hooker, he's a PhD, he had had enough. He had been looking very carefully through the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I used to usually call them the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, but for evidence that thimerosal was safe and effective as a preservative. And he found that the studies that they had purported to prove safety and efficacy were, in fact, not what they were claiming to be. So right now we're going straight to the professor's mouth here. Dr. Brian Hooker joins me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Hooker, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate it.
I am really honored that you would join me here because your integrity is, you know, seriously threatened to undermine your very livelihood. Anybody that blows the whistle on the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the government complex and the CDC, they don't get a lot of accolades.
That's correct. I fortunately am in a position right now that affords me some academic freedom, and I have a little bit more leverage than some of my colleagues in being able to call the CDC and basically call a fraud a fraud.
Well, I mean, to call something a fraud is a very direct, and it's not a subtle kind of, well, you're playing nicey-nice with them. It had to be a preponderance of evidence to reach the level that a PhD such as yourself would say, no, this is absolutely academic and scientific fraud that they're perpetrating on the people of the world.
Absolutely. I have a 13-year-old son with autism who received the maximum amount of mercury in his infant vaccines. Subsequently, after his 15-month vaccines, he declined into a world of his own. And by 18 months, he had lost any language that he had developed. He was basically staring off into space. He wasn't responding to his name. And he would no longer make any type of eye contact with his mother, my wife, or myself. So we found out in about 2002 how much mercury he received in his infant vaccinations. And back in 2002, it was still public knowledge. The pharmaceutical companies were, you could call up a number and you could, by lot number, get exactly the amount of thimerosal, the mercury-containing compound, which is used as a preservative. You could get that actual amount. And so we did the calculation and we found out that as a single-day dose, when he got his two-month-old vaccines, he got 125 times the EPA limit for a single-day dose of mercury. That's 125 times.
At 2 months old?
At 2 months old. The amount of mercury that he received in his two-month-old vaccinations would have been tolerated by somebody who weighed about 600 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. And you're saying that at 15 months was when you started seeing the major regression.
Absolutely. It's the thimerosal conspired with a disorder that he has called a mitochondrial disorder and caused basically a total immune breakdown, which led to cell death, frank cell death in his brain tissue. And then ultimately led to him to regressing into his autistic state. Now, in 2004, the CDC basically hosted a series of meetings at the Institutes of Medicine, the Institute of Medicine, to look at the safety of thimerosal-containing vaccines. And I got interested in this issue around 2003, and I was really following this meeting that was being held at the Institute of Medicine. So I was waiting for the outcome of this meeting from the Institute of Medicine. It was called the Immunization Safety Review Committee meeting, and they were specifically looking at mercury in vaccines and whether they would cause autism, or whether there a link between autism and mercury in vaccines would be what they called biologically plausible. And sure enough, after the report was issued, the Institute of Medicine came down and said that there was no link between vaccines and autism whatsoever. They summarily denied the link between thimerosal-containing vaccines and autism. So I wanted to find out why. And it turned out that there were five studies. There were five published studies, each epidemiological studies, nothing in the laboratory, but based on just review of medical records, that one that came from the United States, two from Denmark, one from Sweden, and one from the United Kingdom. And each one of these studies was intriguing to me, so I pulled them down off of the internet, reviewed the studies, and I found in each case the studies were scientifically fatally flawed.
Now, when you say fatally flawed, of course, you're looking at it as a PhD researcher, one that knows about how to conduct and design even these studies so that they're valid in their findings.
Absolutely. In each case, the statistical methods were either indiscernible or meaning that they were essentially hidden from view, or the data appeared to be mistreated. And I set out to find out how the CDC came to discover these five studies. At the beginning, the CDC was claiming that each of the five studies was independent and that they were independent of the studies. Now, I didn't really believe that. I was a bit skeptical because the CDC, despite a preponderance of evidence, had been claiming since 1999 that there wasn't a problem with that much mercury in infant vaccinations. Then I proceeded to file what are called Freedom of Information Act requests. The Freedom of Information Act allows you to pick up memoranda, emails, reports, publicly accessible data. And I filed a series between 2004 and 2008. I filed a series of over 70 separate Freedom of Information Act requests.
Did you do it all in your own name? Because they would have gotten suspicious and said, hey, we got to stop giving this guy information.
I recruited my father-in-law. I recruited my brother-in-law. Nice. I recruited my sister-in-law. We went across the street and found a neighbor.
You did not get your PhD for being dummy. You used the intelligence God may have given you. Well done.
we had a network of we call them FOIA friends.
Yep,
FOIA for Freedom of Information Act.
Nice.
And the FOIA friends and I got together, and information was meted out very slowly, highly redacted. But in each case, we found that in each of these five quote-unquote independent studies, the CDC had been connected from a personnel standpoint and also from a monetary standpoint, whether it be that the CDC directly funded the study. In one case, I haven't proved this yet, but in one case, I believe that the CDC funneled money through the World Health Organization directly to researchers in the United Kingdom to do the study, but the CDC did have decision authority on granting the funds. Another case, it was quid pro quo. There was a cohort of researchers in Denmark who published two studies, and as soon as those publications came out, the CDC awarded their centers over $16 million.
Wow. That's
in each case.
Yeah.
Of course, mercury in vaccines was safe.
Hey, you know, it's stunning. The second most toxic substance known to man, mercury, could be safe in an injectable form, but yet they claim if you eat it in a fish or if you breathe it in the air, you've got to run, or they got to, you know, break a thermometer in school. They call out the hazmat teams, but inject it in a little helpless infants. I mean, it's unconscionable. Not only is it unscientific.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's wreaking havoc. Now we live in a world where, at least in the United States, where one out of six children have been diagnosed with some type of neurodevelopmental disability, whether it be ADD, ADHD, autism, Asperger's syndrome, PDD, NOS. There's a tremendous epidemic of neurodevelopmental disabilities. And people ask why. And yet we see now, if you talk to your pediatrician, whether they're in the know or not, they may tell you, oh, they faced thimerosal out of the vaccinations by 2002.
It's not true, though.
Absolutely, it's not true. You can fill in the blanks here.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, even in the mercury-free vaccines that were analyzed, they found sometimes more mercury in some lots than they had in the so-called ones that still contained the thimerosal. Now, the subcomponents as well that are preserved with mercury are not counted, as you know, and so there's always going to be some level of mercury in these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's still at least 25 micrograms per shot of mercury in flu vaccines that they're recommending for pregnant women. The fetus accepts about 30% more of the body burden of mercury than the mother does. So the fetus selectively scavenges the mercury from the mother because of the placenta. And In addition to that, children receiving flu shots as young as 6 months of age are still getting mercury in their flu shots. Over 90 million shots in the United States contained reportable, this is not even what's analyzed by other groups that aren't being reported, but large pharmaceutical companies reported that they administered over 90 million thimerosal-containing vaccines in the United States just last year.
It's really incredible. I mean, this is a genocidal attack on the children of planet Earth here in the U.S. that still continues. And you've uncovered evidence that shows that the CDC was not only complicit, but, I mean, it purposefully tried to suppress any information or reverse any of these studies to show that which was very dangerous and toxic was somehow safe.
Absolutely. And we're taking this a step further. I'm working with a group called the Coalition for Mercury-Free Drugs, and they have helped me to take my FOIAs to the last step, which is basically a lawsuit where I am suing the CDC to release the documents that they've withheld now over getting close to 7 years.
Oh, Dr. Hooker, you're my hero here with what you're doing. This is sensational. I want to talk more about this. We got to take a quick break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. I've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com, links to Dr. Hooker, as well as the report that Tim Boland is working on. Part three was released just the other day. And here's a quote from that as we go to break, and I'll ask Dr. Hooker what he thinks. I suspect after that all hell is going to break loose for, without a doubt, with what the internal memos Dr. Hooker already has gotten, it is already clear that in the order of magnitude, every one of those CDC studies was faked with the intent of covering up the facts about how dangerous vaccines really are. We're revealing these truths and facts right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Brian Hooker continues with me after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind. And yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com. And you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, as I describe them, living up or down to their name, depending on your perspective here. Dr. Brian Hooker, professor as well, and a biochemist, has, through Freedom of Information Act requests, analyzing the data of the five studies the CDC has claimed to say, well, if the thimerosal is perfectly safe, vaccines don't cause you any harm. Turns out, criminally negligent or maybe homicidally maniacal in the way they've attacked children by claiming that which is, unsubstantiated would been an understatement. Dr. Hooker, thank you again for being here with me.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
So when Tim Boland writes all hell is going to break loose, I mean, is it breaking loose yet? Are they nervous about this, or they still think they can sweep it under the rug?
I believe they're getting nervous. This week, actually, Friday is the deadline for the CDC to respond to the latest judge's order. The CDC originally, when I filed my complaint in court, the CDC summarily denied every one of my claims without explanation. They didn't provide in their court documents any type of explanation as to why they were withholding the documents. And a day later, the judge ruled that the CDC would either have to file a dispository motion, or they would have to send a report that contained a schedule where they would start to release all the documents. So I don't think she was very pleased with the CDC's response. And so they've taken their sweet time, and in their inimitable way, they are continuing to stall and are waiting till the very last minute. And I expect that come Friday, I'll get some other type of motion from the court, from the CDC. And hopefully they will start to turn over documents.
Well, they're in a game of delay and stall because that's all they have. The more they reveal, the more criminal they become. And obvious to the court, I imagine. Now, this is a major task. You know, one guy taking on the CDC, Department of Health and Human Services, it's all FDA, everything that's related to that. And a lot of this happened under the watch of Chicken Little Gerberdink, I used to call her, Julie Gerberdink, who left to become the head of Merck's vaccine division, a $5 billion division.
She did quite well for herself, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And she never met a vaccine she didn't want to promote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she very quietly disavowed herself from even the CDC's own study that showed that thimerosal was safe. Incidentally, the first analysis that the CDC did back in 1999, and we received this via the Freedom of Information Act, the first analysis that they did showed that children who received thimerosal-containing vaccinations were 7.6 times more likely to receive an autism diagnosis versus children who did not receive the thimerosal-containing vaccines. And that's the data point we all wanted.
Yes.
The CDC buried that and buried it and buried it and buried it, and they didn't want it released from the Freedom of Information Act. Somehow it got leaked out.
Okay.
But by the time they released their actual quote-unquote study in pediatrics in 2003, they had diluted that particular relationship to the point that they didn't even report a number. They simply said in their documentation, without reporting any particular data whatsoever, that thimerosal did not have a causal relationship with autism. And that's all they said. They showed no proof. They included no data. They reported no type of what are called odds ratios showing a thimerosal-containing group versus a thimerosal-free group. They simply decreed that thimerosal doesn't cause autism.
Did you see recently there was a study released by a German homeopath about the comparison of chronic disease incidence between children who had been vaccinated, normal schedule, childhood schedule, and those who had not? And they said incidence of chronic disease 2 to 5 times more in the vaccinated population.
Absolutely. I've seen that study, and I am living that. I can absolutely believe that. We were talking during the break. Not only does my son suffer from autism, but he suffers from chronic joint and muscle pain. Mm. When we put him in the tub, he will sit and he will put his joints and his muscles. He'll put his elbow joint or his shoulder or whatever he can get under the running hot water just to get some level of relief.
Oh my goodness!
And so it's almost as if it's made his 13-year-old body prematurely old.
Right, right. Well, of course, any type of toxicity associated with mercury, which is severe, as a homeopath, I know there are pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of indications for the mercurius, which is indicative of how toxic and how many effects it can have on every system in the body, including the skeletal system. So I just don't know how Julie Gerberding or any of these minions at CDC get to sleep at night with what they've done.
I'm sure that they have very expensive sleeping pills.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's why the only explanation is massive drugs, because their souls have been corrupted by such evil that they would visit this upon children. Now, you know, again, as a PhD, as a professor, as you've analyzed these things, now you're going through the legal channels, and it's a very interesting way to go, because oftentimes you can get things out through the courts that you couldn't get through other ways. How can one guy take them on? Do you have any help? I mean, what can be done to assist in this case?
Absolutely. I have all of my FOIA friends are very supportive of this particular effort. I have the world's best in-laws and the world's best parents who are standing by to help me to scan all of the documents and review all of the documents. My best Christmas this year would be a FedEx truck pulling up into my driveway that's full of CDC emails.
Yeah. That would be a wonderful thing. Now, there's a timeline here in the article, part three of Tim Boland's. It's at BolandReport.com, and I've got the link up at RobertScottBell.com. It lists it out very clearly so people can understand what's been going on here and what Professor Hooker has been able to find out through these FOI requests, etc., including the studies where Sweden in 1988, somehow, they were ahead of the curve. They phased out the thimerosal from vaccines back in 1988. I mean, this is amazing. One government understood, nobody else did?
Absolutely. And Sweden is one of the few countries that I've been able to get data from. And I have to say that's probably due to lack of effort. But even the former Soviet states, what used to be known as the newly emerging states back when the Soviet Union broke up,
yes,
even those states had phased out thimerosal prior to Denmark in 1992.
Yeah.
So the European Union phased out thimerosal much earlier than the United States supposedly phased out thimerosal. The last country in the European Union to phase out thimerosal in their vaccines was the UK, and they did that in 2004.
Right, and that's in the timeline here, September 2004. But yet they still deny the relationship between thimerosal exposure and infant vaccines and neurodevelopmental disorders, including autism.
That's how you get grant money.
Yeah, well, the funding was controlled in part by the CDC, according to the reference here.
That's correct. I have emails basically showing two of the officials in the CDC's National Immunization Program holding the reins to finance the UK study.
Yeah. Well, the entire planet is basically, other than Sweden, I guess, has really relied upon the CDC's claims that thimerosal is safe to allow it into their countries and to be injected into their people and their children. And, you know, this is a criminal order of magnitude. I liken to, you know, IG Farben experiments on children and Jews and gypsies and gays in World War II.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now the test cases, instead of African-Americans and Tuskegee, It's our children. And our infants are the frontline warriors. I cringed once when I heard a vaccine official talk about how brave these children who sustained vaccine injuries were. And I thought, how misplaced. How odd that you would even shoulder that type of responsibility on somebody so frail and so fragile.
I can't conceive of where that. What does this bravery come from? I mean, these kids are innocent victims just being injected with these experiments, basically.
Right. They're experiments. The safety of the thimerosal-containing vaccines has never been fully evaluated. It was grandfathered in through some studies that were completed, I believe, back in the 1920s on patients who were going to die anyway, who essentially received thimerosal injections and all ended up dying.
Well, what do we see happening here? I mean, as this process of discovery continues, the emails, the FOIs come out, we know what's hiding behind the curtain. I don't think there's a mystery anymore. Now it's just a matter of gathering more of the evidence. And what happens in typical fashion, if a government official screws up, they get transferred. I mean, nothing happens to them.
Absolutely. And there have been some tidy transfers in the Centers for Disease Control through the years based on this particular issue. When an individual appears to get too far out of line, then they get transferred out of the National Immunization Program and they go into another program. But there has been no justice and no accountability. My hope is that we can call these people to justice. There are some rumblings that Congressman Issa is going to form a committee to look at this particular issue. I hope that that comes to fruition and that some of this email traffic can really come out into the open, be analyzed, and we can see the parties who were responsible for this horrible, horrible iatrogenic tragedy.
Yeah, if anybody thinks that government is the solution to this problem, you got to realize that government facilitated, covered it up, made this possible. And, you know, we need to abolish, or let's say, I've always said this, they talk about the separation of church and state. I want separation of medicine and state because, you know, the marriage of the two has been a disaster for little children around the planet and including yours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now the thimerosal-containing vaccines that the United States used to use, which used to be the hepatitis B, the Haemophilus influenza, and the DTaP vaccines, those are still being produced by thimerosal, only they're being marketed and used in the third world in China.
Yeah, we're exporting the mercury out everywhere else. Again, stunning the lack of consideration for human life, babies, and such in this, in defense of the indefensible. But again, the pharmaceutical industrial complex stands to lose a lot and gain nothing from this revelation, as the vaccine industry, which is, you know, the bright shining light economically, if you will, of, because they don't have a lot of patents coming down the pike for amazing new drugs. They're looking to vaccinate for everything and anything. That's why this whole idea of vaccinating against cancer, which is absurd, is moving forward as much as they can with Governor Moonbeam Jerry Brown mandating this vaccine HPV shot from Merck without even parental authority or consent.
And you saw that today the CDC came down on recommending that the HPV vaccine be given to boys as young as 9 years of age.
Yep. Now they claim HPV causes cardiovascular disease. It's only a matter of time before Al Gore declares it the cause of global warming. And
I'm sure it causes hair loss.
Hair loss. And Ben Bernanke is going to say it was the reason for the housing bubble.
Yeah.
This is where it's going. I mean, it's absurd. I mean, if you really care about science, you realize that the CDC is the most patently unscientific organization among many that the government sanctions, sponsors, and funds through taxpayers' money.
Absolutely. And my hope is that this will in part or in total bring the CDC down. I hate to say that about any particular entity.
No, but righteously, rightfully, you say it, and it should be said. They need to be defunded, decommissioned, eliminated, and then we would be much healthier, our children would be much happier, and we wouldn't be dealing with the garbage of 1 in 6 children here in the West suffering from neurodevelopmental disorders of any and all kind.
Absolutely.
So what do we do to support the efforts here? Anything that the listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, readers of Natural News, should know?
Absolutely. Call your congressional representative and tell them that they are to support Daryl Issa's committee. He now heads the Committee for Government Reform, investigating the CDC and what they're hiding between hiding regarding the link between vaccinations and autism and vaccinations and neurodevelopmental disorders in general.
Yeah. And would you advise, if I could ask you this way, if the CDC says you need to do it, do the opposite?
I think whenever you deal with the CDC, it's opposites day. That you basically do the opposite. I took my son. I was raised in a public health family. My mother is a retired public health nurse. And so we were raised that vaccinations were good things. This was back when we received our vaccinations, mostly when we were school-aged children, not when we were infants.
Right.
I am so surprised at how the vaccination schedule grew from when I was a little kid to the point where I had my own child, now to the point where now children go in at their 2 month well baby checkups and they get 6 vaccinations at one time. They run out of limbs.
That's insane.
You know, yeah. They used to get 4 at one time because they had an arm, 2 arms and 2 legs. Now I'm not sure where they put all those vaccines. There are 6 vaccinations that those little bodies receive when they're barely 2 months of age.
It's horrific. It's horrific. And I'm so grateful that you were doing what you're doing. I'm so sorry that it had to happen in this way, that your son was injured this way. But let that be a warning to all the people of planet Earth that what we were told, based on the so-called scientific experts, the white lab coats, it really turned out to be a dangerous death cult, not one that was supporting life and truly preventing disease.
That's true. That's you've said a mouthful there.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got a major seminar coming out. John Rappaport and I have just concluded on vaccines, the entire history, the things that are never uttered out in the old media. And we're going to let loose on that, including what Dr. Hooker is revealing now. Brian, I'm so grateful that you would join me today. I hope that we can do follow-up as this story continues.
Absolutely. You've got it.
Everybody check it out at boldreport.com. I've got the stories and the studies coming out as they go, and we will check back in with Professor Brian Hooker as this story evolves. Do not let another child be harmed by these vaccines. There is no science to defend their safety or efficacy. We're learning more and more about it every day, thanks to the good works of someone like Dr. Hooker and others that are working on the behalf of the people. And I wanted you to know about this story. So thank you again, Dr. Hooker.
Thank you.
All right. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I appreciate y'all being here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We're even going to talk right frequency energy for healing next hour. So we're going to take it to other levels. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Shop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Remember what Dr. Hooker just said before the break? If the CDC says to do it, do the opposite. Every day is opposite day. And that includes the recommendation, the real recent recommendation, that Gardasil HPV shots should be given for boys as well. Of course, it shouldn't be given to girls. It shouldn't be given to anybody. But according to the Reuters network, they're reporting that boys now should be routinely vaccinated against the HPV in an effort to protect them from oral. Oh, I don't even like to say this stuff. I mean, this is nonsense. Since a fraction of the people that ever even contract this so-called or come into contact with the HPV actually show manifest symptoms that it is ever present, because most people have a decently functioning immune system and will, of their own accord, clear the virus. As you've heard me say many times with experts, not the pseudo-experts, but the real ones, acknowledging that there is no evidence that shows the HPV even causes cervical cancer. And maybe in a fraction of a percentage point, in fact, is it ever even present when they claim to find these cancers, whether it be throat or whether they be cervical. So this is absolutely a nonsense. But guess what? It's the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. And guess what? They advise the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who, guess what, voted unanimously to recommend routine use of Merck & Company's Gardasil in 11- and 12-year-old boys to fight the sexually transmitted virus, which is not even necessarily only sexually transmitted. With 13 yes votes and one abstention, these people are criminals. They should be brought up on criminal charges of attempted genocide against children in this case. In this story, and I have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, boys ages 13 to 21 who have not been vaccinated should be given a catch-up dose of the vaccine, which is given in a three-dose series. Men ages 22 through 26 may be vaccinated, but the vaccine is not recommended for routine use. I wonder why. Currently, the CDC recommends HPV shots by Merck and GlaxoSmithKline for girls and women between the ages of 11 and 26. Not needed. The prior recommendations were based largely on evidence. Yeah, my aspirin evidence that the vaccine protects boys from genital warts, but the new recommendation reflects studies, several probably bogus as the five we referenced with Dr. Professor Hooker, previous segments, showing that the vaccine helps prevent cancers in boys as well. BS. I'm sorry, bull snot. They are lying. If they even have teeth, they're lying through them. If not, they're lying through their gums. The HPV vaccine offers an opportunity to decrease the burden of HPV. No, it does not. I'm just disgusted by this. But then they go into the political controversy because, my goodness, Michelle Bachmann dared to bring this up in the debate. But the U.S. medical community repudiated Bachmann's claim. Sorry, they did not. They claimed that she was just making it up. She was not. A woman really referenced that her child showed evidence of mental retardation following being given the HPV shot. And of course, 26 new additional deaths have been discovered thanks to the group at SaneVax and their efforts to unleash the power of science and unleash the power of the parents who learn of the science and the dangers of this shot. We are making tremendous headway and bringing down the vaccine house of cards. And probably Julie Gerberding is off on an island somewhere lapping it up, all of the children that she's harmed. And she's now with Merck, which now is averaging $1.1 billion in worldwide sales every year since 2009, hovering over $1 billion a year, thanks to government sanction, approval, and mandate. Thank you, Jerry Moonbeam Brown, and the illustrious Rick Perry of Texas. It's amazing. And only Merck's vaccine was approved in this case, specifically the Gardasil, which, of course, is competing against the GlaxoSmithKline product. But Gardasil hit the market first and has probably promoted via lobbying, via money, via payoffs, like the $8,000 that just came into the coffers of Jerry Brown in California shortly after he approved and signed into law this ability of doctors to inject little girls as young as 12 there without parental consent or authority. You think the experimentation that happened in Nazi Germany was bad? Governor Moonbeam Brown and the Democrats of California have one-upped with all the technology, the advancements in science, the supposedly the awareness of consciousness that has shifted since Nazi Germany, that we would really understand what informed consent is. But clearly a 12-year-old, even a 13 or 14-year-old, is not capable of reading and understanding, much less being given, because they're not giving these inserts to the kids, much less the adults are not giving the inserts to anybody to read. You're having to go out and do the work for them. All of the efforts that you have here, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, getting the word out. The gals from SaneVax doing their level best. All the moms and dads who have children who are harmed by this and any other vaccine are doing the work that the government, that the CDC, that the FDA, that the NIH, that the Institute of Madness, Institute of Medicine is not doing. You are doing it. As it should be, although some would say, well, it should be the government. Well, okay, if you want to go play a game of should, but the reality is that we would ever trust a government agency who would then be corrupted and purchased by Big Pharma to really be the arbiters of what is good science, what is legitimate science, what will protect us, what will harm us. I don't want to say we deserve what we get, but unfortunately, those of us who have placed, or any of us who now currently place that faith in government instead of God. And this, you know, look, I'm not being, here was the discussion we had with Dr. Bitar on Advanced Medicine Monday. Difference between religion and spirituality, there is. There's 501c3 churches, nonprofits that ask permission of government to exist. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your link to that which created you, or even if you don't believe somebody created you, all right, I'm not going to argue the point. But the point is here that if you place your faith in these false idols, the government, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, they're always going to harm you. They do not have a set of ethics or morals that could exist in any real, hospitable human world when they look at you and your children as fodder for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. On that note, let's take a breather. I'm going to take a break. We're going to be right back with more powerful healing, including the story of Judy Irwin and the Bioelectrics for Health Rife Frequency Machine next hour as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I just remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
He's coming up. It's there.
You've got to press it.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Don, when I get my book finally released, do you think the State Department would buy about $70,000 worth? Would that be all right? Do you think they'd do that?
Taxpayers. That would be awesome, but I'm trying to figure out why would they do that?
The taxpayers wouldn't mind. They need to know the information I have, right? It's good for them.
Right.
But instead, no. What do? They go and buy Obama's book from, what, 1995, Dreams of My Father? Did you hear this?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is it still 1995? Well, I mean, this is a book from what? From
they could have bought it like on Books a Million.
1995.
At pennies per copy. They could have bought 70,000 copies. But no, they probably paid full price. Can you imagine? Taxpayer dollars used to subsidize the purchase of an old Obama book. Did they buy Bush's book? Did they buy Clinton's book, too?
Not likely.
No. Did you see this story? Evidently, they haven't. The news is reporting this. U.S. State Department or Department of State forked over $70,000 to buy Obama's best-selling book, Dreams from My Father, according to the Washington Times Tuesday, noting that if Obama earned 10% of the purchase, he pocketed, maybe seven grand from taxpayers. You weren't making enough, Obama. Cut your salary like Ron Paul proposed, down to like $40,000, you know, the average American salary. And then maybe we could go, all right, you need a little bonus there, right, for taking your next vacation. Listen, I'm not under the illusion that being president is an easy job per se, but do you really need taxpayers to buy your book for you? I mean, it was already a bestseller. What is that all about?
I don't know. You know, I'm going through this, and the White House is saying that they did this to engage key audiences in discussions of foreign policy.
And they needed Obama's book to do this?
Obama's memoir from 1995 to engage key audiences in discussions of foreign policy. Was that book about foreign policy?
I don't think, you know, if they were really serious about that, they would have purchased Ron Paul's book, A Foreign Policy of Freedom.
Maybe a foreign policy book, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Sort, least, that's right? Crazy. But you'll be happy to know today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we can announce that the EU has been saved.
Oh, are we supposed to applaud?
I know. I was losing sleep over the European Union. Germany's Bundestag, lower house of parliament, approved a motion to strengthen the Eurozone rescue fund via leveraging. Where have we heard leveraging? Didn't that lead to the crash of 2008? The crash that caused the TARP and everything else, the world was going to come to an end. Okay, if you've got your money in euros, be careful. The euro value is going to go down significantly because they're going to wallpaper Europe with euros now. But how much of that will be backed again by the U.S. Federal Reserve note dollar as well? The entire money system is freaking insane. They're basically doing the very same thing that got them there, that got us here. They're doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down. The proposal to increase the efficiency. How do you increase the efficiency of a 440 billion euro fund without pouring more taxpayers' money into it? I mean, you can't do it. You're enslaving the German people, basically, to prop up the entire European Union. I know the American people are going, well, why, Robert, why are you talking about that? Because of the global so-called interaction and the fact that they are going to inflate the fiat system in Europe, and it's going to ultimately impact here. We're going to see hyperinflation. You're going to see maybe a strengthening of the dollar against the euro temporarily. And what I would recommend, if I can do so again, is at any price you can, get some silver, junk silver, gold, whatever you can to hedge against what's going to happen there.
Diversify your portfolio.
Exactly, exactly, because the paper, it's going down. It's going down. I think maybe they bought the 70,000 worth of Obama's books. Maybe
Obama's book.
Yeah, to quickly to burn in Europe to keep the people warm there because there won't be enough euros to burn.
Yeah, well, apparently, I guess they're giving the credit to this saving of the EU to Merkel. They're calling it a Merkel miracle.
A Merkel miracle. And isn't that funny? Merck and Merck. Merck and Merkel.
Yeah, I knew you'd make that.
I can't help it. I mean, you got, you know, they're going to expand the use of the Hep B vaccine here in the U.S. Why not do it there as well? And you'll prop up the industrial complex of Big Pharma, you know, basically the demon spawn of IG Farben. I mean, Germany.
Too bad. The instead of Merkel, her name wasn't Sanofi Aventis or so, right?
Yeah. Well, that'd be a kind of a weird thing, wouldn't it? But hey, look, the flu shots are back in the news, Don. This is kind of the vaccine hour here again because, we're going to go into some more energy medicine. In fact, flu shots they're now claiming are only, guess what, 59% effective in adults. 59%. Now, I would say they're inflating that number as well, just like the banks inflate. But here's how it starts, and this is off of a Philadelphia CBS affiliate. They're saying if you're somebody who likes medicine to be perfect, you're not going to be happy by a recent report in the journal Lancet. They looked at the flu vaccine. It's only about 59% effective in adults who receive the shot. Report based
so
on
almost 50-50.
Well, I mean, yeah, really, it's close to that.
It's a 50-50 chance that this may work or it may not work, but you better get it.
Yeah. Well, more people than ever are recognizing that if they get the flu shot, they may end up sicker than if they had just had the flu. And in fact, as we talk about so often here, the real issue that concerns me is not the flu itself, but the secondary complications in those who are chronically ill. Now, so you say, well, maybe, Robert, that's the reason we should give flu shots to the elderly, right? Or flu shots to those that are sick. No, because you're increasing their risk of serious disease because you got 25 micrograms of mercury still. Didn't anybody listen to the report? You know, we were talking with Brian Hooker about this. The suppressed studies, the altered studies that show the danger of mercury, and the flu shots still contain 25 micrograms of that mercury.
You're talking about the deadly chemical that we cannot ban because it might threaten the health of the U.S. population.
Well, yeah. No, it might threaten the vaccine industry is what it's threatening.
Yes. And, you know, the interesting thing is this study is not just some flash-in-the-pan study that they did over a year. This report is based on 31 studies going all the way back to 1967. So it'd be pretty hard to try and argue against the findings of this study that they came out with.
Yeah, but they also claim in this thing that the nasal spray, right, the Nasonex or whatever they're calling it, is like Flumist. That's right, Flumist. It's 83% effective. But you know what it's 83% effective at doing? Spreading the flu because it's a live virus that they're giving you.
And a lot of mixed messages in this article, actually, because he's saying that you know, it's only 59% of the time, but you better go get it. And then later on in the article, he admits that what they try and do with the vaccines is guess what the flu strain is going to be.
Haven't I said that? This is what
it is. Remember the cartoon we had of the doctors that were throwing the darts at the dartboard to try and figure out what flu vaccine should we have
this
year?
What strain should we put in the flu shot this year? All right, let's do that. Well, no, let's take a vote on it because we really want to be democratic about this.
Right.
You know, everybody go. But Diebold, if Diebold's involved, of course, it might actually improve the results of the flu shot.
I don't know. Maybe we could have a little episode of Wheel of Fortune or something to figure out which one's going to win.
Spin the wheel of flu shot. Of course, yes. We wanted to string up the CDC people and put them on dartboards and start, you know, targeting them with the, with these flu shots containing mercury as a form of a real justice for them, you know, unleashing the mercury that they knew. In fact, their own science says was very dangerous and toxic that they had to completely manipulate and rework in order to convince the people of planet Earth that still worship at the Church of Biological Mysticism that these shots are really good for us. And that, oh, yeah, mercury, yes, the second most toxic substance known to man. We cannot ban it because it will harm the vaccine religion.
Yeah, I was listening to the interview that we did with Bitar, and it was just funny because everybody is having the same reaction to the way that that report was worded.
Yeah.
You know, that they would come out and actually say that you cannot ban this deadly chemical.
Yeah.
Because it might hurt people if you ban it. There's just absolutely zero. If you could have negative logic, if that was possible, it was in that story.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a lot to share on these things, and I'm glad we can do this every day now, so we're 6 days a week to let this kind of information out there. Getting Brian Hooker on here was sensational. There's another attorney that's taking part of that. It will probably get on in the near future. But a lot of these institutions are crumbling. In fact, if we can, by a sneak preview for tomorrow, I hope to have Clark Baker from the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice. Because people don't realize there have been, I think, around 34 criminal cases brought against people who supposedly spread HIV without telling anybody. Or the theory is that they would because they were HIV positive and they had, let's say, sexual relations with people without telling them. So they, you know, charge them with attempted murder, basically. And in the court system, they've lost all 34 cases, in fact, if I'm right on that number, because the scientific experts that were brought to testify could not validate the legitimacy of the HIV test actually determining that there's anything called HIV present. It's stunning. Anyway, we've got that coming up as well. There's some interesting information since the Black This Out money bomb. Neil Cavuto was shocked about the nearly $3 million that were raised by average Americans across the country for Ron Paul. I want to talk about that. A little bit more on my perspective on where things are. I may even get into the concept of, I talk about health sovereignty. I think I'm going to need to talk about that a little more, or even the concept of sovereignty, because it's lost on certainly the media, big government. They use that word and they think you're a domestic terrorist. Yet, of course, all the founding fathers would have to be labeled domestic terrorist under that definition as well. Hey, thanks for being here. Rocking the health world this hour. Energy medicine. That's right. We're going to talk right frequency with Judy Irwin. She's a great new supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I was connected through Mike Adams, Judy Irwin, bioelectricsforhealth.com. I've got all the links up there at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for your email alerts as you would at naturalnewsradio.com. Get plugged in every day. Thanks as well to Prepper Podcast Network, prepperpodcast.com, for rebroadcasting the show daily as well. Getting the message of health, freedom, and liberty out there to those who most need it. Spread the word. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Of course, everybody's heard of the old adage or adage. How do you say it? Adage. That, you know, you should follow the money, right? Follow the money. And when we talk about political healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we certainly do follow the money. That's why I mentioned Mitt Romney running for a Republican presidential, endorsement, if you will. He's getting most of his money, top three donors from the financial world, including Goldman Sachs. Similar to Herman Cain, where his money, I mean, big donors, you know, everybody's maxing it out, these political action committees, whether they're big pharma or big banks. I mean, you know where their allegiance lies, loyalty lies, where they lie. You know, this is what we know here. And of course, Barack Obama getting loads of cash for his campaign coffers coming from what? The big banks. Come on, wake up and see these politicians, these stooges, these shills for what they are. Yesterday on Fox News, this guy, Neil Cavuto, he does a lot with their business channel as well, had Ron Paul on. He was astonished by what was happening. I want you to hear, you know, when we talk about following the money, where has the money come from? Big multinational corporations like banks to support these candidates, or does it come from somewhere else? Let's hear this from Neil Cavuto, as he talks about how astonished he was by what Ron Paul has raised in the last few days.
We've got some fresh numbers showing Ron Paul reeling in close to $3 million in the last 5 days. More than 44,000 donations coming in from all 50 states. So for critics counting him out, maybe they should think twice as he just counts the cash. The Republican presidential candidate joining us now on the phone from Jackson, Texas. Congressman, these are off-the-chart numbers. And what makes them striking is largely in small denominations, thousands of them.
Well, it's very encouraging because if you got it all from the large donations through bundling by banking interests and others, that wouldn't be very encouraging to me. But, no, I think the grassroots are much more aware of what I'm doing than a lot of other people, so I was very pleased with the fundraising.
Yeah, see, this is where Ron Paul is different than any other politician. He's not really. He's a statesman. You know? And I wanted to let you know, look, this guy is raising the money to be in the race. For those that are naysayers and saying, well, he can't win, well, listen, you better hope he does. You better do something about it if you believe in liberty. Now, I happen to be, you know, each day is a little different for me. Some days I'll wake up and go, it's over. It's done. We're done. We're toast. We're doomed. Other days I see, hey, there are people waking up. Now, when you see the graphic that they put up, and I'll have the link up in the Robert Scott Bell Show notes today. If you don't already get them, sign up at naturalnewsradio.com. In fact, that this graphic, all 50 states, I mean, including Puerto Rico, and probably Guam and the Virgin Islands as well, and more support from active duty military personnel than all the other Republican candidates combined, and more than Obama, coming in small donations. Average donation was, I don't know, $58, $68, something like that. I mean, what does that tell you? Who is a man of the people? Obama, who's getting it from the banks and giving it to you? Yeah, you know what I mean? Or Romney? No. But of course, the old ways are hypnosis, hypnotic, if you will. They dictate to you how to think, what to believe, who is electable, who is, they basically make the choice for you. That's the way the game has been played. So if you still believe that voting can change something, I'm not here to convince you one way or the other, except to encourage you, as we had on Jonathan Emord yesterday and talking about this in very explicit detail about the economic, the dire straits that we're in as a nation. If we do not cut, as Ron Paul has proposed, the $1 trillion the first year and balance it within three, hyperinflation is inevitable because all they have left to do is inflate the money supply to monetize a debt that can never be repaid. Now, if you're thinking about this in terms of, and listen, I have a lot of friends on the left, and they don't get this Ron Paul guy. He doesn't want government for anybody. Listen, government was of the people, by the people, for the people, was it not? At least initially. At a certain point, it turned into of the corporation, by the corporation, for the corporation. I think those on the right and left should align and say, hey, this isn't about, you know, let's say business is bad for the sake of saying business is bad. But certainly when businesses buy certain favors of government, they gain a stronger, let's say, status, stature, protection, monopoly even. That is anti-freedom. That hurts the left and the right. There's nobody that gains by that. But so many people are still duped, like when Liam was talking about the environmental people. Well, Ron Paul, he's a racist. Why do you say that? Well, somebody told me that. He, you know, here's a guy who only believes in individuals, individual liberty. He doesn't define you by your group membership. And you don't get your rights based on your membership in a group. We don't get our rights because, well, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're a part of that group. Well, you don't get your rights from that any more than you get your rights because you're a Democrat or Republican or claim to be either. Or you read natural news. Your rights come from that which created us all. And whether you believe that is something or not is irrelevant to this point, except that our rights come from someplace else. They are inherent. You can't remove our rights, just like removing the heavy from a stone. It doesn't work. It comes with you. Now, people can violate those rights. Government can violate those rights. But the government we want is the government that protects those rights, merely protects those rights, and then arbitrates, if you will, through the courts, those that have violated those rights, so you can get remedy, rightful remedy, to be made whole again. And this was under the common law. We've lost common law. We exist now in a state of equity law, admiralty law, law that you don't even understand when you go into court. What kind of law is going on here? Don't bring up the Constitution in this courtroom, right? Some of you have heard that. And Ron Paul again says we get our rights by virtue of our individuality, by virtue of our birth, not because of the color of our skin or the sexual orientation or any, that's group rights. That's herd immunity. It's the same thing that locks everybody into this less than mediocrity, but to become slaves to some other class of men or women or whatever, a combination therein, that would like to rule over us. These elitists, these bureaucrats, these rulers, these one world odor eaters, I call them, the one world order people. And we look at a report like this on Fox News and be like, oh, Fox News, that's evil. Listen, all of this is a conduit for information. Yes, a lot of misinformation. But you watch this thing, and Neil Cavuto is genuinely shocked. He's like, oh, my gosh, this guy raised almost $4 million, was it? Or almost $3 million in 5 days with this money bomb, black this out money bomb? And this is nothing compared to where it will go as more people learn of this message and recognize that if we're going to salvage this country, listen, if he doesn't get to become president, I could see the breakup of the United States. It's not going to be the same thing. There will be some United States. Others will be independent republics like the Republic of Texas. And that's what freedom does. Freedom will break out. Every time you try to squash it, eventually people will revolt, just as there was an American Revolution. Big article on Natural News that Mike Adams did just recently on that. The second American Revolution has begun. Have you seen that on Natural News? Now, we're not calling for a bloody, violent revolution, but when they make all forms of revolution impossible, then they're inevitably making the taking up of arms inevitable, which is not something I want to see happen. But the second revolution, the second American Revolution, we're already in the midst of it. Between Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party thing, I'm not saying that everybody gets it. We know that not everybody, but everybody's got this divine discontent to some degree, greater or lesser degrees. They're saying something's wrong, something's desperately wrong. Very few people can go deep enough to the heart of what ails us just like as Ron Paul says as a doctor. If I don't go to the heart of what caused your problem, I can't help you to solve it. And so much of our Western world culture government has basically abandoned the context or concept of going to the origin point of the start of disease and correcting it. And it even goes further than just physiological toxicity. I acknowledge that, even though we talk a lot about toxins here and detoxification. But there are a lot of origin points that are in the emotional body, in our economic system, political system, and mental thought forms even, or even a spiritual crisis that we may have, an identity crisis. Do you know who you are? Do you know why you're here? However you can find that out, that'll help you understand your place in the world. And right now, most Americans in the West believe that they are little chickens. They're scratching around in the dirt for their next worm, looking up at the eagles above, going, gosh, I wish I could soar like the eagles, like the American eagles. Why can't I be like that? Never realizing that they were abandoned at birth by their own parents and subjugated into a system that turned them into chickens. They're not really chickens, but they believe that they are. And that's enough. It's the belief that you're a chicken is enough to make you a chicken. That's how powerful beliefs are. You don't believe me? Research the works and writings of cellular biologist Bruce Lipton. Your beliefs can literally alter your reality. They alter your genes. They alter your genetic expression. And all they need to do, the supposed they, the arbiters, the overlords, need to do is convince you that you are not who you really are. You're not a sovereign, right? You hear that word sovereignty. Now they say that's akin to being a potential domestic terrorist, despite the fact that the entire basis for the organic American Republic was to declare sovereignty from the crown, where it used to be that the king or the queen was the sovereign. The people, no, they were subjects of the crown. And the American people said, the people who would be the American people said, no, more of that. We are going to throw off our shackles. We do not want to be enslaved. And they were enslaved to taxes without representation that are a fraction of what they are today. And even Slick Rick Perry's going, yeah, 20% across the board. That's an improvement. No, it's not. That means they own 100%. They're letting you keep 80%. Rick Perry doesn't understand liberty any more than Herman Cain understands liberty, any more than Michelle Bachmann understands liberty, and she gets it on some economic issues. But as a former IRS attorney that she was, she still doesn't get it. You look at the people as basically human resources. Soylent Green is people, right? And this is what we have to change, because that was the origin point of what made America the greatest nation on the planet that had ever existed in recorded history. Because of the acknowledgement and recognition of individual liberty. Granted, the consciousness at the origin point was not perhaps ready to acknowledge that different skin pigmentations or so-called races among the human race were also equal in terms of the birthright and the creator and creation and all of that. But that has changed rapidly over the years, and it continues to change. That's why only on the Robert Scott Bell Show, at a health show, you'll get an honest and frank and right up front discussion of issues such as race and racism. We're not afraid to tackle these things. Anything is fair game for healing. And then we talk about political healing. So yeah, a lot of that we need. People go, well, how do you talk politically? Well, that's not possible. Well, it's not an airy-fairy, mamby-pamby, wimpy-washy, wimpy-wonky concept. Like many Americans have become, we become a nation of wimps. We can't fight City Hall. We know we got to stand our ground now before our kids are totally entrapped and enslaved, and they're going to have to fight even harder. And they're going to look back at us and spit rightfully on our graves because we didn't make the stand. We said, no, it's too hard. We can't do it. Freedom is just, oh, we can't have freedom. People might get hurt. Ouch. Ooh, ow. Well, life is a terminal condition. You don't get out of here alive. Well, unless you believe the soul lives on, which I know it does. But physically, the temple, the gift of life that we've been given is something that is sacred and should be protected. And we don't get to choose, do we? Who lives, who dies, or do we? Do you play God? Or do we protect the sanctity of life? And that's the question we ask all the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And yet, we have the Fear and Death Administration dictating to us, you think you're a free people? Yeah, just try and sell a Rife machine and tell truthfully what a Rife frequency machine does, reversing cancer and any number of other diseases. by frequency, by energy. Do you have a right frequency machine? I do. I'm not selling it, so perhaps I can continue to have it until the government says, oh, no, we can't have you doing that. But there are people that are brave enough to get this kind of information and technology out to you, but they can't speak truthfully like I can because I'm not selling this stuff. And I'm just sharing with you my opinions here as I do. This was what the Robert Scott Bell Show does. Yes, these opinions are based on a lot of experience, rooted in a lot of experience, but I would still ask you to go out and prove anything I say. Don't believe it on face value just because I say it, because you like me. You think I'm cool or funny or a nerd, whatever. We're here for you in that regard. So I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'm grateful that you're here with me every day on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. We're going to be coming back and we're going to talk about Rife frequency. Yes, that's right. Judy Irwin's going to join us, and she connected to me through Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and is supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty. I hope that you support her. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating interview coming up. We'll get that backstory as well. RobertScottBell.com. Sign up for email alerts at NaturalNewsRadio.com. Thank you as well to Prepper Podcast Network, PrepperPodcast.com, and all the other streaming technologies out there that are replaying, rebroadcasting this message of health, freedom. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Those of you who have been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years know that I really enjoy energy medicine. Utilize it at home, not only homeopathics, but Rife frequency technology. I've had a Rife machine for many years, and we utilize it regularly here. And I am very pleased to know that we have support from the Rife community, in fact. And we're about to be joined by an intuitive energetic healer that works with Rife frequency, has for many years. And I'm actually thrilled to have this on board from Bioelectrics for Health. Judy Irwin joins me right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Judy, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I've covered Rife frequency over the years, but the federal government, as much as we love them here, you know, the regulators that say all supplements are bad, will kill you, and all drugs are benign and will save the planet, they don't tend to like energy healing. I mean, they'll tolerate energy because there's radio waves going out right now, there's internet waves going out right now, but my goodness, if you actually say what this stuff can do, they try to come after you. So working with Rife and what you've seen over the years with Rife frequency, I'm sure is as profound as what I've seen. How are you communicating the efficiency, the efficacy, what Rife can do for people?
Well, we just try to be very cautious in the way we represent it. And as many people are learning now, everything is energy and is a frequency. And so when everything is a frequency, if you have an imbalance in your body, then the frequencies can help to rebalance the body.
Yeah, I think that's the key in understanding that. When we have all of these so-called naysayers, materialists, they basically believe in the things they can see, touch, taste, hear, smell, whatever, never realizing that every living entity has an energy pattern at its basis. And working with the energy, of course, is what we are doing. Even utilizing plant medicinals and herbs and food, ultimately the process of digestion is releasing that substance, that molecular substance, ever smaller quantities until it's released as energy for the body to utilize.
Well, that's correct. And if you have, say you have an infection, you can use the frequencies and the energies of the frequencies to start changing and debilitating that infection. Just like they do with homeopathic, that's a frequency medicine, where often you can't even determine that there's any substance in there, but it is still a very effective way of treating things.
Now, you've been working for many years as a medical intuitive. You've got lots of experience with natural medicine, integrative healing, and, of course, utilizing Rife frequency technology. What have you utilized, if you can share any particulars, your own personal thing, healing on any level?
Well, that's one of the best stories, I guess, that I can tell, is I was already very much into alternatives and herbs and homeopathy and Chinese medicine. And, of course, diet and fasting. I believe very strongly in juice diets to, you know, help regulate the body and balance things out. And so I became very ill, and it took me a long time to find out exactly what was going on. This was, gosh, it's about 16 years ago that the illness started. So I thought I could heal it myself with all the things I knew how to do, and that didn't happen. And then I went to Mexico because there was no treatment modalities in this country that were, you know, state of the art. And that helped some, but it didn't really waylay the process. And I became very, very ill, pretty much bedridden for 2 years, had all of the symptoms of multiple sclerosis, and I had kidney failure. The disease process that I actually had was Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And that had gotten into my brain and my entire central nervous system.
Well, there's not a lot that allopathic medicine has at that point.
No, and back then, Rocky Mountain spotted fever was 96% lethal. Now it's only 89%.
Wow, yeah, big improvement they've made, huh?
Well, yeah, they've gotten some antibiotics where if they catch it early enough, they can stop people from going down that road. But the thing was that I was pretty much out of options. I'm a very big earth lady. I'm a Capricorn, and, you know, I love my plants and my herbs. And to be working with a machine was pretty way out for me at the time.
Well,
I was so sick, I was willing to try anything.
Judy, were you familiar with Rife? Did somebody just come into your life and say, hey, have you tried a Rife frequency machine? Or how'd this come about?
Well, you know, here I was trying and literally getting the best alternatives you could find at the time, and nothing was really moving it. So I was consuming as much information as I could read. And I read the book that Hugh LeClark wrote about the cure for all diseases. And she wrote in there about frequencies. And that was really the first time I looked at it in that manner.
So at that point, then you became open to say, hey, then maybe there's some technology that can help me. But how would you go about finding a Rife machine? You know, it's like they really wiped them out pretty much from the marketplace, except for a few little sprouts here and there.
Well, that's exactly what was going on back then. And, of course, the web was relatively new. There was very little information. And a few machines kind of showed up. You know, it's interesting how the universe will bring things into your awareness when you really need it.
Yes.
And so I had tried a couple of other less powerful and devices that did not have a radio wave. And they were helping a little bit. And honestly, Robert, I tell people this particular machine came through grace because it just sort of showed up from nowhere.
Well, I believe that. That's the way I live my life. If there's a need that has to happen, if you ask sincerely, your heart is open to it, the Spirit provides is the best way I can say it.
It really does.
Yeah, very often.
And it seems apparent to me that, particularly given my long-term background with herbs and nutrition, that I'm supposed to sort of bridge this gap between those two things and bring technology as another very powerful tool to people to help them get well and stay well.
Yes. So now at this point, you have access. You had a Rife frequency generator machine. You're able to utilize it on a daily basis. And you were on a chronic state of serious decline, a disease that could end your life. Tell me about your progress. How did this reverse?
Well, there again, I was extremely ill. By the time I got to the machine, I was in bed more than I was up. And losing all the motor skills is very disturbing when you have to go through that. You can't
Sure.
write and you can't drive. And some days you can't walk. That's kind of unnerving.
Right.
It took about 9 months of working with it every day before I began to get a handle on it, and about 2 years before I considered myself well. And at this stage in my life, I can honestly say that I'm slowly but surely getting better and stronger and healthier. And, of course, I'm not getting any younger.
Well, you know, the two-year concept might sound like a long time, but if you're talking about coming back from the depths of disease or even closer to death's door than you were to life, that's a remarkable recovery and, you know, a testament, again, to energy, as Rife understood it, and as I've utilized it in homeopathic medicine as well. So this is something I've also witnessed, utilizing Rife for so many different things. There's a vast array, and I know in America they make it very hard for people to sell it directly as a healing device. It's really, well, this is an experimental device, or they say it's an entertainment device. I mean, anything but what it really is.
Well, we do emphasize that it is experimental, and we are not allowed to use testimonies because they consider that misleading information. But there again, it kind of gives people hope if they can know that someone else recovered from very serious Lyme or what have you.
Yes.
But yet you can't tell people that. And so that's, in a way, very unfortunate that we can't share that sort of information with folks.
No, it's criminal that you can't. It's not unfortunate. It's the free speech. By the way, Ron Paul has a bill in Congress about free speech for testimonials that would allow testimonials to be utilized for all things. And the burden of whatever proof would be on the government as opposed to, you know, people wanting to share their stories and making that a crime.
Well, yeah. And there again, like I say, it gives people... Because, you know, when you're out there and you've tried everything and all you're doing is getting sicker, you tend to give up hope. And that's a very big part in getting well. You must have hope and you must have alternative options. You can't just look at it as a dead-end course, or that's where it's going to go.
Yeah. Now, have you ever lectured out on the circuit about the Royal Raymond Rife and his life? I mean, you had to delve very intensely into this now that you have these machines available.
Yeah, I do lectures and presentations, and I've done a number of conferences and stuff like that. I would like to be able to do more teaching presentations because there, again, there are so many people that don't even know this is an option.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, you know, if they would get involved early before they get desperately ill.
Yes.
You know, our grandparents, an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. So if people nowadays had more of that idea in the back of their mind, they would take better care of themselves.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, my illnesses, 24 years of them, brought me to my, you know, I say passion and motivation for not only wellness in my own life, but to help empower others. And this advanced frequency technology is one of those things that I do utilize regularly in my own life. And when people need help, it's one of the adjuncts we can utilize. But, you know, the thing about having a Rife machine, if it's well made, well built, if you take care of it, you can pass it on to your kids. They can pass it on to their kids. It'll keep on giving that gift of healing.
Well, yeah, they last forever.
Yeah.
They really do. And it's something where, there again, like you say, you can take care of your entire family. You can help your neighbors if you choose to do so. I mean, it's not something that you just have to keep in the corner for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have a quote in your bio. It says, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And I love that. But as I said, all life has a vibration, a frequency, or an energy. There's nothing unusual about it. I think, you know, the future of medicine, as it should be right now, the present of medicine, is energy medicine, all forms of energy medicine. And having a technology like Rife brought out, have it to be lost to the people of Earth would be, again, another horrible crime. So I'm grateful that you're doing your level best to bring this out.
Well, it is in a way a crime because it's something that people can do for themselves. You know, it empowers each and every individual to take care of their family. Hmm. And that's a very important thing.
Well, yeah, that'd be the understatement of the year.
Yeah, it would be.
Very important thing. Now, with your machine there that's available at Bioelectrics for Health, .com, is there any kind of a research manual or anything that can go with it?
Well, the device comes with a data bank programmed into it of a lot of issues that people can use very easily.
Mm-hmm.
We have very all-encompassing instructions, and I am really big on customer support because I've found that if people don't learn to use it properly, they won't get good results. So I give a lot of help. We also recommend that folks buy the Rife Frequency Manual Handbook, Healing Handbook.
Yes,
that is written by an independent author.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very, very good sort of reference book for all sorts of things that folks need while they go through the process of cleaning out their body and getting stronger.
Right. You know, and in fact, I see also there's, in addition to the handbook, there's a link here on bioelectricsforhealth.com. Discover electromagnetic therapy for Lyme disease. And this is a big one because how many years I've been dealing with people with Lyme, and I would always say we need to utilize the silver hydrosol, we need to utilize homeopathy, and we need to utilize the Rife frequency. And I've seen by utilizing all of these things in conjunction, it, you know, one out of three, two out of three, sometimes not enough, but putting them all together, suddenly they are over the top and the healing is occurring.
Well, and Lyme disease has become an epidemic in this country, and we are seeing a lot of help getting from the frequencies. And I'm amazed at how many families, the entire family has Lyme. It's pretty overwhelming. And this thing came out of nowhere. I mean, a few years ago, you never even heard of Lyme.
Yeah, there's a whole backstory about how that may have entered the environment, but I don't have time to go into that right now.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, you do. Okay. So, but again, maybe we can have you back on to talk more about this, but I really wanted to get your backstory and say thanks from me and from Mike Adams for supporting the Robert Scott Bell Show here on Natural News Radio. And
we feel you're doing such good things. And there again, you know, all of us out here trying to help people help themselves. We need to band together because there's too many bad things going on in the world.
Well, yeah, exactly. And of course, if we talk about empowering people, and as I say at the end of every hour of every show I do, the power to heal is yours. Having a Rife machine brings that power back to you even stronger. And so I would encourage any of you to, at the very least, check out the website, bioelectricsforhealth.com. I have it linked up in the show notes today. There's also a toll-free number for those in the U.S. and Canada, 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. As you can tell, Judy has a great passion here. She's very committed to helping people. This is not somebody that does, I'm here today, gone tomorrow. She's really invested in helping people to get well, and I appreciate that you've dedicated your life in this way, and I'm glad you're supporting this message of health freedom.
Well, I think it helps when you've been in that position. You know, if you yourself have been in a place where you're so sick you're not sure you can get well, and you find a way out of it, then you want to share that with others, because that is often the case. People are pretty sick these days, and it's unfortunate. And I think it's mostly because they don't have enough information.
Well, you're right. The free flow of information is what we're all about here, and you're helping us to do that. Please say thank you to Judy. Give her a call at 800-936-6240. Go to bioelectricsforhealth.com. Check it out in the web at the website. All my notes today at robertscottbell.com. And if you are not already getting your daily email update through Natural News Radio, check it out. When you're there, put your email address in. You'll be updated every day with all the great links, including to Judy and Bioelectrics for Health. Judy, I hope we can talk again soon.
Well, absolutely. And thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Thanks so much for ramping up the message of health freedom with me.
And thank you very much, Robert, for having me on your show and helping me to share this information with everyone.
Absolutely. I hope everybody avails themselves of these powerful tools for healing. We've got lots more healing to do today, though. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've got to outcreate the monster. We cannot allow this to continue. the suppression of information, like right frequency, like supplementation, like all the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I tell you what, my wife this morning was watching, and she was prepping for the day, getting the kids ready. She watched a little Fox News for, you know, it was on for about 45 minutes. They were talking about the Republican candidates for president, the economic plans and proposals. Do you know that on Fox News, you talk about the neocon wing of the media, they didn't mention Ron Paul once. Not once this morning. You block this out. And of course, here we have a new story that just came out of the Justice Department. I'm seeing through FoxNews.com. Listen to this headline. Oh my gosh. Justice Department proposes letting government deny existence of sensitive documents. Well, heck, what's the big deal? They already deny the existence of Ron Paul. I mean, this is just the natural extension of it. A longtime internal policy that allowed Justice Department officials to deny the existence of sensitive information could become the law of the land. In effect, a license to lie if a newly proposed rule becomes federal regulation in the coming weeks. The proposed rule directs federal law enforcement agencies, after personnel have determined that documents are too delicate to be released, to respond to Freedom of Information Act requests as if the excluded records did not even exist. They want to codify that into law. You imagine how hard it was for Dr. Hooker, who we talked to last hour, to get the information about the scamming of the American people, the world, the people of planet Earth, by the CDC. And now they're going to codify into law. Well, it doesn't deny it exists. A freedom of information. We can just say it doesn't exist. Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, says the move appears to be in direct conflict with the administration's promise to be more open. No, you don't say. The most open and transparent administration on the history of the planet, the universe, Obama, now shutting down any Freedom of Information Act request that is deemed too sensitive by saying it doesn't exist. Talk of transparency, my aspirin. Anybody left in the United States, on the left, that still defends Obama after this, you have no credibility. Gone, done, over with. Am I a little bit upset here? Yes, I admit it. My human side, color me human, has come out. My disgust with these politicians. Obama, if he had a shred of integrity, it's gone. Gone, gone, gone. And wake up, this is not about pigmentation. This is about, do I even need to go there? Justice Department officials in this article, I have it linked up in the blog at robertscottbell.com, say the practice has been in effect for decades, back to 1987, with a memo from then Attorney General Edwin Meese. In that memo and subsequent similar internal documents, Justice Department staffers were advised that they could reply to certain FOIA requests as if the documents have never been created. That policy never became part of the law or even codified as a federal regulation, and it was recently challenged in court. Oh, they don't like that. Secrecy is basically the reason or the ability to enhance the power of the state to the detriment of the people. Only one guy. Do you understand why I talk Ron Paul here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? The one guy that actually means what he says and says what he means about transparency in government. Have you seen him back in 08 when he was in the debates? 07, 08, talking about transparency in government. You know, the secrecy, the privacy is for the people, not the government. The Justice Department got so much pushback in response to that proposal to, you know, do that. You know, they basically took the unusual step of reopening the public comment period after it had already been closed. And the second comment period closed this week. Will it be enough to stop this? It's shocking that you would twist what is supposed to be a statute that's supposed to give people access to what the government is doing in a way that would allow the government to actually mislead the American public. That, according to Mike German, policy counsel with the ACLU. In a lengthy letter. How are they going to defend this, the Obama administration? Yeah, they want to say, well, this is to ensure the integrity of the exclusion that's maintained. Agencies must ensure that their responses do not reveal the existence of exclusion. They can't even reveal the existence. The real concern here is it changes the entire dynamic of what the law was intended to do and really gives the Justice Department, Department of Justice, there's no justice here, the upper hand in an area where they shouldn't have it. Secrecy in government, very dangerous. Dangerous to the health of a republic that no longer exists. You heard it yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we were talking with Jonathan Ebord. The bureaucratic oligarchy. There is no republic. There is no republic. We have to work to restore the republic, something I've been involved with since the 1990s. And the new book coming out by Jonathan E. Moore, Restore the Republic. Can't wait to talk to him about that further. 866-939-BELL is the phone number, 24/7. Give me a call. Questions, comments, I'd love to hear from you. I would love that you would say thank you to all the wonderful sponsors between Natural News Radio and the Robert Scott Bell Show that support this message of health freedom, that allow us to speak truthfully without censorship. And as you notice, I don't use a lot of four-letter words. You know, we don't have to do that just because we're on the internet, right? Oh, we're free to... No, I mean, look, the worst I say is kiss my aspirin, right? And we bleep it out sometimes, too. But this is the place you come for health, freedom, and liberty. And I hope that you'll continue to do so and spread the word, because as many people that do know about, including you, there are millions of others who have yet to hear this message. Stop going to the old media, what's sometimes known as the mainstream media for your news, because you're not going to know that Ron Paul even exists. You're not going to get wind of the things that we talk about. Will they talk about Rife frequency? No, they'll talk about it in terms of that's the great danger, domestic terrorism and Royal Raymond Rife, right? Energy terrorists. What? This is the kind of bizarre stuff. Thank you to Judy Irwin for joining me today. Check her out at bioelectricsforhealth.com. Got the links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Thanks as well to Dr. Brian Hooker. And we'll follow up more with him. Got that story linked up, of course, at bolinreport.com. As well, thanks to my super producer, Don Naylor, for helping us rock the health world every day like nowhere else in media. We got lots more to do, but we're going to have to do it tomorrow. In the meantime, I remind you this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So raise your glasses, you are wrong.